Now we're all packed. You okay? How far apart?
7 minutes.
Okay, let's get going.
Dr. Murphy said to wait till they're 3 to 5 minutes apart.
Well, I'm a doctor too, and I say we should go.
Your doctorate is in robotics, honey.
Robots have babies too! All right, no, they don't, but come on, babe. What's the difference between 3 to 5 minutes and 7 minutes?
2 to 4 minutes.
Technically correct, but...
Seriously, Dylan, we've got time. Besides, I'm matriarch. Super tough. It's gonna be...
1,000, 2, 1,000...
If you keep counting, I'm gonna...
Please bring the car out front fast.
Yes, Mr. Roboto, sir.
Okay, that was a doozy. Give me the meteor shard. I'm gonna hold it for... Wait, this isn't my shard.
Pretty sure it is.
It isn't. Did you get it from...
From the pedestal, in the center of the lair. It's your shard, babe.
I think I know my shard, honey. It bathed me in alien cosmic energy and gave me my powers. Girl doesn't forget her first time.
Look, I know you're under a lot of stress.
I'm gonna put you under a lot of stress in a minute.
Whoa. I'm just saying, how could this not be your shard? You keep it locked up tight all the time, right?
All the time. Oh, no.
What?
Remember the party where I told you
where
about...
Where you told me about our little tax write-off to be? Let me think.
There's something I didn't tell you.
Oh?
Remember those two knuckleheads you kept busting?
The Mink and Robber Baron.
While you were out fighting Colonel Carnage, they were posing as caterers, and they slipped down into the lair so they could
Step! Stand so rude words!
Steal!
Right, steal. Steal what? The shard? Wait, they stole the shard!
I'm fine, by the way, thanks for asking.
Ellie. I'm sorry.
I thought I came up with a good plan to make everyone happy, but... she fake barfed.
What?
She told me she was pregnant and then she barfed again.
What?
She had already tossed her cookies on Reflectra's boots once.
What?
Oh yeah, Reflectra's down her too. She shot me with a truth ray or something.
Reflectra shot you?
Yeah, it was fun. The point is, the mink fake barfed and stole my shard. I really wanted it with me when our daughter was born.
You're hoping our girl gets powers from
it. And it's basically a family heir. Okay, that's way less than 7 minutes. We should go.
The car is ready.
Honestly, I'm not so sure a superpowered baby is the greatest idea, babe. I'll send some robots out right away to track those two dum-dums down. We'll get the shard back, and you can give it to Ripley for her 18th birthday.
We are not naming our daughter Ripley.
Fine. It's a cool name, though. Ripley killed all those aliens.
Oh, holy Mary J. Blige, here comes another one.
Is that one? 10 seconds.
That's a lot.
Stopwatch says 10 seconds, babe.
Ugh, they should call you Liar Baron, not Robber Baron. That was like an hour and a half minimum.
Uh-huh.
We should have been at the hospital 3 days ago. I should have given birth 3 days ago, Dexie.
But Dr. Murphy said we should go when they're 3 to 5 minutes apart and last for more than 30 seconds.
What's the difference between 10 and 30 seconds?
20 seconds, I reckon.
Hey, I'm supposed to be the funny one. You're the, well, I'm not sure what you bring to this relationship, actually.
I'm gonna let that slide because of the pain you're in. But come on. You're the mink.
You're the mink.
You laugh at danger. You say horrible things about danger's mother to danger's face.
Oh.
You fought in an elevator and blame it on danger.
Uh-huh.
You can handle this. I'm supposed to sail the shard again today. Colonel Carnage wants it now.
No way. I'm in no shape to go steal it back again. And I want this thingamabob with me in the delivery room. It's a good luck charm for my bestest bud.
One, just because Matriarch didn't throw us in jail for trying to rob
her. Succeeding.
Whatever. It still doesn't make you two bestest buds. And two, I'm not sure how many more times we can pull this game. Selling the shard and stealing it back again. People are gonna catch on eventually.
No, supervillains are all dum-dums, Dexy. Except for you. Oh, that's what you bring to this relationship. Smart.
Man.
No, wait. I'm the smart one, too!
Look, we should just sail the thing for real. Then we can move on with our lives, you know?
What, like, move to the suburbs and get a fence and a lawn?
Stop running from superheroes and the supervillains we've ripped off?
And one of them infinity pools and a wood-fired pizza oven and a Rumpus room?
Wait, do you want to move to the suburbs? It sounds like you want to move to the suburbs.
How about one of them pizza ovens? I'll tell you that for nothing.
Why?
We're having a baby, Dexie. Tiny little ball of chubby poop and love, and I don't know what's the right thing to do. Except I know I want to bring that shard with us when I squeeze her out. That thing gave Matriarch her powers. She ain't scared of nothing. Now me, I'm usually all jump in head first and very little thinking it through. So I avoid the whole fear thing too. But this one, it's Shard will help me, or the baby, or the doctor. Though I don't know that I want Dr. Murphy getting superpowers while he's, you know, damn near doing stuff.
Hey, look, I know this is scary. I got punched
in the face by Titan. Yeah, yeah, I know. Everybody knows about it because he won't shut up about it.
Yeah, point is, I remember how scared I was when I saw him pull his arm back, and that's got nothing on this. I get it, but no matter what, we're gonna be okay. Because you're the funny one who's also smart. And I'm here to help.
Aw, Dexie, that's so sweet. I think I'm gonna bark. Wait, no, that's just the...
Look, that's less than 3 minutes. I'll grab your go bag and the shard and get you out of here pronto.
Ooh, dog. It's food, am I right?
Mm.
You'd think a hospital cafeteria would be less likely to make you sick.
It's brilliant, actually. Get the visitor sick, then they have to pay too.
Would you kindly hand me a bag of them funny young nuns?
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, and a thing of them peanut butter cups?
Sure thing.
$2.95? With what they charge to have a baby here, I'm supposed to pay $3 for peanut butter cups? Tempted to just steal this stuff, you know?
I hear you. Paying thousands of dollars now for the privilege of paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for the rest of my life? This is making me consider grand theft myself. Sorry, we just had a baby too.
Were you in the room? I was, and she ended up needing a C-section. I looked over the curtain
No, you never look over the curtain, my friend. And that's why there's a curtain.
Well, I know that now. My stomach was in a bowl, still connected and stuff. Just sitting there in a shiny metal bowl. And while I'm looking at that, she asks how everything's going. She was awake and her stomach was outside her body. Thought I was gonna bomb.
Yeah, we had a few complications too. My wife is invulnerable. Although, not like she's matriarch or anything. Just, you know, anesthesia doesn't work on her because genetics. She was a champ. But to see her in that kind of pain with how tough she is, whole new level of respect.
No doubt. I'm Dexter, by the way.
Dylan.
Pleasure to meet you. You folks live in the city, or...
Northside. Little house in Ravenswood. You?
Condo in West Loop. Apropos of nothing, y'all thinking of making the Great Suburban Leap?
You know, the pros and cons are neck and neck for me, but my wife is a city girl, so...
Ah, I'm a city mouse myself. Born and raised. So's my wife. But I think she's starting to jones for the simpler life, you know? A lawn, fence, one of them outdoor wood-fired pizza ovens.
Oh, yeah.
If she wants to go, happy wife, happy life, so they say. So, what do you do?
I'm a roboticist. What about you?
Performer.
Music? Acting?
A little bit of everything, I guess. I do my act at big parties and events. High roller kind of stuff.
Sounds fun.
It really is. But that's another thing. I feel like I need to get something more stable, more predictable, less dangerous.
Dangerous?
Financially. Risky, you know? I feel like I'm gonna have to settle down and get a real job and all that.
I did something similar when my wife got pregnant. It isn't all that bad, really.
Good to know. Well, I should get back upstairs and see if I can be of any use.
Me too.
Say, this might be out of line, but I don't have any dad friends.
Me neither.
What's your number? If I have any questions or insights about this whole fatherhood thing, maybe I can run them by you.
Well, sounds good. Here, give me your phone. Okay, there you go. Good luck, Dexter.
You too, amigo.
Everything looks great with the little guy. It'll have him back to your wrist soon. We're just having a little trouble with his amnesia.
Feel free to keep him as long as you need him, Doctor.
Dexter!
Joking! I'm a dad now. I need the practice.
What's the matter with little John Connor, Doc?
His name is Hank, after my dad.
Mm. Well, whatever his name ends up being, there's nothing the matter with him. Sometimes it's difficult to find a vein in newborns.
Right.
We have our top phlebotomist on the way in, and she'll get it all sorted. Until then, enjoy some bonus quiet time.
Woo-hoo!
Unrelated, neither of you has powers, right?
Nope.
Just two ordinary Joes, me and him.
Good. Babies with superpowers are a handful. See you soon.
You get my Funyuns?
You just had major abdominal surgery,
and
babe.
And now Mommy wants her Funyuns!
Whoa. They got some J-Lo right
here. Give me the Funyuns, or else!
Why, I... I met another new dad in the cafeteria.
You can't toss a placenta without hitting a new dad here, Dexy. This place is lousy with him.
Anyway, his name's Dylan. He seemed like a nice guy, and I got his number, because I guess we ought to stop making normal friends. Can't have a little angel growing up with Colonel Carnage teaching her the ABCs of tactical weapons.
Especially after we rip him off.
Sure, but, you know, we should try to find some non-villain friends, maybe.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dexy. My best friend, Matriarch, is a superhero.
So I've heard.
Hey, it's sweet what you're doing, being all good dad-like and offering to settle down and all that. And yeah, we're gonna have to be a lot more careful with what jobs we pull. Maybe we should see if we can't get back in with the union?
You join the union?
And they're a bunch of squares. But they're a bunch of squares with killer health cares. I totally am a poet.
Well, I still think we're going to need some regular friends. You know, people with kids and yards and swing sets.
And outdoor wood-fired pizza ovens.
Those two. I just want Hank.
John Connor's the savior of all humanity, Dexy.
Hank should have friends. My daddy was the original Robin Baron, and while I did love him, I always kind of wish he'd had a normal life.
My mom was a pediatrician, and my dad was a judge. I'm just saying that whatever will be, que sera, sera, you know?
Wait, you want to run that by me again?
If you want some boring, normal friends, well, fine. Is this villain guy a hottie?
Listen, once we're back home and settled, I'll set something up and see if we click.
If he's a hottie, I'll click just fine.
I love you. Relentless whack-a-ma-doodle.
I love you too, puppy pants. Now where's Mama's peanut butter cups?
Hey, Ellie. I'm back. Is Agatha asleep?
Dr. Murphy and the nurse took her a little while ago to do some tests and give her her Hep B shot. They're bringing in their top phlebotomist in case they have trouble getting the needle in. You know, if she's invulnerable like me.
Well, hopefully she'll get your superpowers and my eyes. Actually, your eyes are better. My nose, maybe?
Any and everything she gets from you will be great, because you are a wonderful, kind, generous, smart, sexy man.
Did they give you more pain meds while I was gone?
No, you jerk. I'm just feeling really in love with you, so enjoy it while you can.
I won't look this particular gift horse in the mouth, don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Did Dr. Murphy say whether she's shown any abilities yet?
No, but that's part of the tests they're running.
So, what if she does have powers?
She'll be the world's greatest superhero one day.
Okay, sure, but how do we train an infant? At what age does she get to put on a costume and go out and fight villains? I'm already freaking out about her dating, so how am I supposed to handle vigilantism?
Okay, first, we don't use the V word. It's hero. Second, she does those things, dating, crime fighting, whatever, when she's ready. And we'll help her figure out when she's ready.
Hell yes, we will. Mwah. What if she doesn't like robots? What if they scare her? Am I going to have to get rid of my robots?
Maybe Dr. Murphy should give you something to calm down?
Sorry. I met this other new dad in the cafeteria, and it freaked me out a bit.
What, was he an ass or something?
Nah, a really nice guy. But talking to him, you know, one dad to another, made me think about a lot of things.
It's okay to be scared. I'm scared, and I'm Matriarch.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Mr. Roboto.
I just mean that it's normal to be scared about being responsible for a tiny life.
When we were active heroes, we were responsible for hundreds of thousands of lives.
And not one of those was our daughter. Being a hero to one person day in, day out, that's the big leagues.
I have your sweet little bundle of joy here. She's such a sweet little thing. Not a peep out of her, even when we gave her the shot.
Well, I'm sure your expert phlebotomist made all the difference.
Actually, we were able to stick her, but no problem. As of now, she seems to be a healthy, happy, adorable, completely normal human baby. Perhaps I could take a look at the shard briefly. Take some reading, see if that clarifies anything.
We don't have the shard. It was stolen.
Well, that could be trouble. But that's a problem for another time. Right now, you two should spend some time getting to know the newest member of your family. Good night.
Well, maybe dating will be the worst thing I have to worry about.
Unless she hates robots.
I can keep the robots in the basement if she hates them, though, right?